Matthew chapter 19 from verses 14 through 19.
Our first Bible lesson is taken from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 19, verse 14 to 19. But Jesus said, "Suffer little children, and forbid them not, to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." And he laid his hand on them, and departed thence. And behold, one came and said unto him, "Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" And he said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt eternal into life, keep the commandments." He said unto him, which Jesus said, "Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Peace in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25.
Our second Bible lesson is extracted from the Gospel according to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. And it says, "Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another." Peace in the name of our Lord Jesus and Bible.
Our golden text is taken from Galatians chapter 4, verse 1.
Our golden text is extracted from the epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Galatians, chapter 4, verse 1. "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all." Peace in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear brethren, that is what we have for you today. As you've heard from the spiritual chorus, he says, God has done everything. He has finished everything. He has accomplished everything he promised to do. What remains now is for we to do what? To have love. That's all that is needed for you to have love. And if you don't have love, I don't think I'm going to continue with this gospel. If you have love, I will go right ahead. How do we know that? Whether we have love. How do you know? How do you know? God has finished his work. Now it's over for you, to you, to have love, so that he can do more. The protection you are looking for, if you have love, he said he will protect you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have enough love for me to continue with this gospel? Is that the voice of everybody? I didn't hear the 144. I did not hear the Sabbath. So, there is enough love, so I can continue, right? How do we know that you have enough love? After all these things that they've been saying about brotherhood of the cross and star, how many have you investigated? All the bad things they say they do in brotherhood, have you investigated? Have you checked them out, whether they are lying against us or whether they are speaking the truth? You just swallow it because there's something you want. Say, let me be there. Let them kill me. Have you investigated? Those who accuse us, have they also investigated? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When they heard that Christ was coming, what happened? All the rich men of the world prepared for him so that he would be born into their families. Was he born in any of those families?
No.
Was he born in London?
No.
America?
No.
Where was he born? In Nazareth, in an obscured place, dusty area. Nobody cared about the place. That's where he humbly took his bed. Those who prepared for him, were they happy?
No.
They were not happy. That's why they did not believe it was him. Can anybody advise God? Have you ever advised God? So when you ask God, give me wife, give me shoes, give me money, give me a good house, give me a good car, what are you doing? Are you not advising him? Are you not advising him? Oh, you say you are begging him. So, dear brethren, you can see, when once you have God, know that your life is going to change. If you don't have him, then your life will never change. You remain as you are. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. See where he took his humble bed? To a carpenter. Where people don't attach any importance to. That is where God is. Like in Brotherhood of the Cross and Star today. Out there. Who wants to hear about Brotherhood? Who wants to hear about Brotherhood? Is it not you? When you are going for election, say, don't vote for him. He's a brotherhood. And people will run, but not to worry. In the end, there will be jubilation. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What about Moses? When Pharaoh heard that there was a king who was going to be born, that would be greater than him, Pharaoh ordered, say, all boys delivered must be dumped into the river. So you see, Moses' mother, when he had Moses, you know the story now, how he preserved Moses. And the daughter of Pharaoh picked Moses, took care of him, and became what he was. That was God's plan. And you remember when an Israeli, an Egyptian fought, Moses went in just to separate. The Egyptian fell down and died. Another time, two Hebrew children were fighting. Moses went to separate. They said, look at you. You want to come and kill us as you killed the Egyptian? Moses was shocked. Moses had to do something. He said, so this thing was known. So I have to do something. That was when Moses ran away. Did he run away on his own? That was God calling him to send him on an errand, which he never expected, he never planned for. That is God's doing. And you remember now, he was a great king himself. He was the one that was able to liberate. God passed through him to liberate the Israelites from the hands of the Egyptians in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know the story now. If he did not run away, or what happened during the fight did not take place, he would have still remained and become the king of Egypt. But that was not God's plan for him. That's why he had to bring in the confusion to make him to run away, abandon the place where he met God face to face. And God sent him on an errand. So you see how God works? So you cannot tell him what to do. You cannot plan for God. And you cannot also decide for God. God does everything his own way. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm sure you also remember Goliath and David. Prophet Eli had hoped that his children would take over from him. The children went to war and died the same day. And when the news was brought to Prophet Eli, what happened? The man died. So young Samuel had to take over the mantle of leadership for God's children, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why am I telling you all this? Let us hear once again our first Bible reading.
Our first Bible lesson was extracted from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 19, verse 14 to 19. But Jesus said, suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he led his hand on them, and departed thence. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do, that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. he said unto him, which Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Peace in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. 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 Ho! If there be just the Holy Spirit. Children, how many of you honor your father and your mothers? Honor your father and your mother so that God will bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your parents are not your fathers and mothers. They're only your caretakers. Your real father is God himself because he has plans for all of you. So if you honor your father, your mother, you are honoring God directly. And you stand to be blessed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your father and your mother will be blessed if they take care of you according to the dictates of the God Almighty. They will be blessed for it. Anything otherwise, they also receive equal punishment. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. How many of the parents, of the guardians, have been blocking the children from knowing God? How many? Don't lie to me. You want them to be like you. Not so. He said, allow them, because the kingdom of God is for them. If you want to enter, you must be like a child. Have no thoughts of your own. Surrender everything to him, and you will be in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God will be yours. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you say, don't talk to me like that. Do you think I'm a child? Please, what is the meaning of that statement? What does that statement mean? Does it mean that you know yourself? Or you're in control of your life? Or you're all knowledgeable? All powerful? All knowing? The only person that knows it all powerful, all knowing, is God himself. You must treat yourself, you must come down, you must emulate the children if you want to enter his kingdom. So that's the meaning, you don't talk to me, am I a child? You have to be a child in order for him to accept you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When Philip told Nathanael that he has seen God, what did Nathanael say? He said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Don't they ask you, can any good thing come out of brotherhood of the cross and star? But who knows the will of God? Does anybody know the will of God? It does not go into high and mighty places. You find him in obscure places where nobody think or know or even suspect or guess that he will be there. And he is here. The world looked down on us. They say we drink blood. What about cult people? What do they do there? That one they don't see because all of them, they belong to one cult or the other. No, they see brotherhood own. But why haven't they investigated? But is God not here? Despite all that, what do you say? Don't you think it's God's plan? Whatever is happening to us here, the suffering, the jeering, the laughter is all he's doing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And what did Philip say? Philip said, come and see. We are telling the whole world they should come and see brotherhood of the cross and star. Now you can see why people are still looking into the sky to see when he will come down. Russians are looking. Maybe that's why they went to space, so that they can go and discover him there. And say, Jesus Christ is ours. America the same. Tell me, if you were to be Jesus Christ of America, would he have been the one? Would he have been the one? That was why he was able to tell the pilot when they were about to kill him. He said, I am not from this world. Because if I had come from this world, you could have seen thousands of people coming to fight for me. But because I'm not of this world, that is why this is happening. Dear brethren, Brotherhood of the Crescent Star is not of this world. It is from high heavens, where nothing filthy, nothing ugly, nothing unclean, nothing unrighteous will be allowed in. Only holiness and righteousness is the practice here in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, this is second coming. All the big countries are still waiting. Even China, India, they have joined the race to see when he will crash land. That is why when they hear that, he's already here. They say, how come? When did he come? So you see, nobody can tell God what to do. Even Lagos, Abuja, they're expecting him. Calabar, they're expecting him. But he cannot be Jesus of Lagos. Neither Jesus of Calabar. He cannot be you. He has to come from a humble place. Where you least expect. Where they tell you, come and see him. You say, that ugly place. That's where he will manifest himself. All the things that the world don't regard as anything, that's where you find God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The way they don't regard Brotherhood of the Crescent Star as anything, is that not where he is? Is that not where he is? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now you see why you must be like a child. Because a child has no thought of his own. Child is humble. Anything you tell the child will do. He said you must follow him sheepishly. Keep his commandment. Obey him. Put his word into practice. And you see him lavishly, face to face. He will not hide from you. Because the moment you have him behind you, dear brethren, your entire life will change. You will never lack again. You never scramble for anything again. Because what belongs to you will be given unto you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, dear brethren, now you understand. As soon as you take position of a child, he says he will turn things around for you. Because as a child, you will be obedient. You will love him. You will humble yourself. You will surrender to him. And he will surely turn things around for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear brethren, a stroke of the cane, they say, is enough for the wise. So therefore, he who has ears, let him or her hear what the Holy Spirit has given to us this afternoon. May he alone. I said, may he alone. May he alone bless his holy words.